Cantu. Al-Assad deposed in Syria, the threat from Iran and its proxies, all spurring a trip to the region by Eric Kurilla, commanding general of U.S. Central Command.
Traveled to several bases in Syria on Tuesday to meet with American troops and partners, including the Syrian Democratic Forces. U.S. Central Command said he received a firsthand assessment of force protection measures, the rapidly evolving situation, and ongoing efforts to stop ISIS from exploiting the ongoing power vacuum in the country. There are currently some 900 American service members in Syria. Their mission is the defeat of ISIS. Matt Seiler, ABC News, The Pentagon.
A federal judge in Portland, Oregon, temporarily halted the proposed $24 billion merger between grocery store giants Albertsons and Kroger. The Federal Trade Commission wants a hearing on the merger's implications. Taiwan says China's military deployed dozens of warships around the island, one of its biggest ever drills. This is ABC News. Just how prepared is the city or town where you live for the coming future of how we get around? New survey takes a look, and ABC's Mike Dubusky has the story.
San Francisco is the city most prepared to meet the changing transportation industry, according to a new Urban Mobility Readiness Report. The Oliver Wyman Forum and the University of California, Berkeley, examined 70 cities from around the world, looking at things like walkability, air quality, electric vehicle registrations, and public transit infrastructure. Paris, Singapore, Munich, and Amsterdam round out the top five, while Lagos, Nigeria, ranked last among the cities surveyed. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Probably a better paycheck. Matt Gaetz, whose bid to become U.S. Attorney General was derailed by allegations of sexual misconduct, has signed with the One America Network to host a nightly political talk show. The cable channel says Gaetz' new show will start in January. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 25 degrees. Looks like a chance for some light snow showers, anywhere between a dusting to a half inch possible later today. Northwest winds at 20 to 25. Wednesday night, a few flurries, bitter cold and breezy, lows of negative 1, and Thursday's high just 10. 26 for Friday with a wintry mix possible late Friday night. Right now at WRCO Studios, following yesterday's high of 28, we did pick up a few flurries yesterday. The temperature was 23 at midnight, right now down just one from that. With a wind around 7 miles per hour from the east-northeast, it's 22 degrees. Welcome to Wednesday, December 11th. It is time for us to officially start the broadcast day.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? So gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Here was a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a simple peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village. Until he was 30 years of age, he worked as a carpenter. And then for 3 years, he was a traveling preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held political office. He never owned a home. He never had a family. He never went to college. He never set foot inside a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place of his birth. And where he did go, he usually walked. He never did one of the things that one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He had nothing to do with this world except through the supreme power of his divine manhood. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. Most of his friends ran away. One of them denied him. One of them even betrayed him and turned him over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial and was nailed to a wooden cross between two thieves. And even while he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had in this world, and that was his robe, his purple robe. When he was dead, he was taken down from the cross and laid in a borrowed grave provided by compassionate friends. Nineteen wide centuries have since come and gone, and today he is the centerpiece of the human race, the leader in the column of human progress. I think I am well within the mark when I say that all of the armies that ever marched, all of the navies that ever sailed the seven seas, all of the legislative bodies that ever sat, and all of the kings that ever reigned, all put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth so powerfully as that one solitary life. Here was a man.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
We start today in a positive way with Tex Ritter and Here Was a Man. Before that, Alabama and our national anthem. Good morning, friends. It's time for us to get together again, Wednesday, December 11th, just 2 weeks away from Christmas Day. How can that be? Wow. Anyway, here we are. The old vibe and I arrived a little bit ago. Had to pump up the tires to yesterday. As I mentioned, I don't want to wait till it's 2 below 0. My tires do tend to deflate in really cold weather, so had to get them back up there so I could bounce around a little bit more coming in on Highway 14. Well, I tell you, it's a rough ride sometimes, like driving through frozen plowed ground. But here we are. We're together again, my friends. Time to start the chores with the Light in the Milk House show. Here's Mo Bandy.
I've traveled all around this country. In my time, I thought I'd seen it all. But today, I took a detour down a back road, through a little town whose name I can't recall. There were old men on benches playing checkers, children playing hopscotch on the square, and high above a statue of an unknown soldier, Old Glory was waving in the air. Suddenly I realized what I'd too long forgotten. A chill rose up like mountains on my skin. Overcome with the feeling I knew I was seeing America all over again. Amen.
free. You're still what living means to me. I knew to stop would throw me off my schedule, but I parked around behind the five and dime. There's something about a small town in the summer, like a Norman Rockwell picture back in time. Kids recording at the Rexall soda fountain, like we did before they built the shopping mall. I saw so many reasons why I love this country. You know, some things never really change at all. As I left the two-lane road and pulled back on that superhighway, I thought of what I'd seen back in that town. And it hit me like a freight train that a stone's throw from the fast lane. America is still safe and sound. Americana. Pictures of a people proud and free. Americana. I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me.
Face has wrinkled, but my blue eyes still sparkle with the love I felt for you the day we met. To me, you're just as lovely as the first time I saw you. Times have changed, but our hearts haven't yet. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our heart, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving. When they touch you, the same old feelings there. But your smile is still as special as it was the day we married. Years haven't changed the love we share. I'm still the same. Loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our hearts, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving you. Even death can't keep us apart. I'm still the same.
Classic George Jones here on WRCO Radio and the same old me. Feel kind of old some mornings. That's right. Ouch. Anyway, we have the aerobic polka to loosen us up. That's coming up in just a little bit here today. Wednesday, December 11th. Remember, this is a special day, the annual fundraiser for local veterans and the Toma VA today from 9 until 3 at the Richland County Bank Lobby. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267 and its auxiliary sponsoring that event. All items donated must be new and can be wrapped or unwrapped. Used items cannot be accepted. Please secure items in clean boxes or sturdy bags, and monetary donations are also accepted. Please make checks payable to VFW Post 2267 Christmas. For more information, call Commander Marge at 608-647-4884. That collection today at Richland County Bank, so an important reminder there. Coming up, a look at sports. It was another tough loss for the Badger men's basketball team last night. We'll have details in a moment.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 25% off all Wisconsin gifts, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
We'll give you another word that you can use to win a little bit later on today in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll give you a chance to be a part of that big, big giveaway, courtesy of Civic Media. Right now, a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Girls basketball heard on the air last night. Riverdale held off Richland Center 49-42. Ithaca was a winner against Nisida 43-37. Sauk Prairie beat River Valley 62-46. Boscobel over Seneca 51-29. It was Lancaster 96, Benton 24. Among the girls' basketball games, Hillsborough 63, North Crawford 24. Boys basketball, North Crawford edged Ithaca 64-62 in overtime last night at North Crawford. River Valley held out for a win against Mauston 58-50. Cuba City 85-37 over Riverdale. Highland 55, Potosi 52. Mineral Point 84, Boscobel 37. Darlington 59-43 over Fenimore. Lancaster bested Belleville 69-52. Kickapoo 54, Weston 48. It was a win for Seneca over DeSoto 61-52. Waseca Steuben beat Lafarge 51-46. Royal 65, Cashton 15 last night in area boys basketball. On the state scene, it was a tough night for the Badgers. It was Kasparis Yukachonis scoring a career-high 24 points, Trey White with 23 and 8 rebounds, and it was Illinois taking an 86-80 win over number 20, Wisconsin, the fourth straight game in which Yukachonis scored 20 or more points for the Illini, who beat Wisconsin for the ninth consecutive time. Nolan Winter led the Badgers with 15 points and 7 rebounds. John Tanya added 14 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points. Damian Lillard had 9 of his 28 in the final minute, and the Bucks returned to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic 114-109 last night. The team moves on in the playoffs, the early season playoffs. Oklahoma City over Dallas 118-104, and another NBA game last night. From the NHL, Philadelphia 5-3 over Columbus, Carolina 3, San Jose 2, Toronto over New Jersey 2-1 in overtime, Colorado 6, Pittsburgh 2, Los Angeles 3-1 over the Islanders, Calgary 4, Nashville 3, Winnipeg 8, Boston 1, Edmonton 2, Tampa Bay 1, Minnesota won a shootout over Utah 5-4, St. Louis 4-3 over Vancouver in overtime, and Florida won a shootout over Seattle. That final score was 2-1.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
5:24 of the time, 21 degrees in Richland Center. Today, 24 with mostly cloudy and chilly conditions, scattered snow showers. A dusting to a half inch of snow is possible and turning blustery by the afternoon. So long, mild December temperatures. Although they will return this weekend. Looks like we're in for kind of a little bit of a stroll through winter time, although it's not officially winter yet, even though it feels like it. Not on the calendar, it will be in another, 10 days or so. But nonetheless, let's just get ready to get set for the day and polka our cares away. A one and a two and a... We'll be right back. Jimmy Hartwig, and that was the Sauerkraut Polka. A little sauerkraut with your eggs this morning. Ew, all right. Well, there we go. We have some notes coming up from Farm News and Markets in just a few minutes today here on WRCO Studios. At WRCO Studios, it is 21 degrees. That is the dew overnight low here today.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name. I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a welcome well and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
WRCO and Rolling Me Down the Highway. That is Jim Croce, and I Got a Name. Right now, 21 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. The good morning time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Werda Advances. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Make next year's harvest your best yet with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, which delivers long-lasting protection against above-ground insects and superior flexibility in weed control. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the Water Resources Development Act. WRDA has been passed on a bipartisan and biennial basis since 2014 and helps the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers make investments to improve the nation's harbors, inland waterway navigation, and other aspects of the nation's water resources infrastructure. The bill now moves to the U.S. Senate for approval before heading to the President's desk for signature. An optimistic look at President-elect Trump's tariff discussions. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from the 2024 Iowa Farm Bureau annual meeting.
Iowa Farm Bureau President Brent Johnson says the tariff threats shouldn't come as a surprise.
We've seen some of that through his first administration.
He tells Brownfield the tariff talks center around some key agricultural trading partners.
Canada, Mexico, China. As of right now, we're monitoring where we can actually make a real impact.
Johnson says he's optimistic there will be a favorable outcome for producers.
Hopefully it all translates into positive trade, moving more of our products, bringing value back to the farm gate again.
From Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
A crop insurance agent says risk management remains crucial for the 2025 growing season. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples reports from the Nebraska Ag Expo.
Randy Savela with Farm Credit Services says low commodity prices remain a concern.
Bottom line, inputs are high, commodity prices are low, and so what can we do to take advantage of adding more revenue on the risk protection side?
He tells Brownfield margins are tight and farmers need to better understand their cost of production.
It's a lot easier making the decision when corn is $5 and $6 because we're insuring, you know, kind of for a profit, or we're insuring we're covering pretty good.
Savela says farmer optimism isn't as high as it's been in previous years.
It all depends what happens in our other countries, South America, exports, imports, but you know, we're still in a drought cycle. We know we had some moisture this fall. Drought's still a big concern.
From the 2024 Nebraska Ag Expo in Lincoln, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
And the USDA has raised its 2024 and 2025 red meat and poultry production outlooks. For this year, beef was up from November on higher slaughter rates and average dressed weights, while the gains in poultry were mostly based on recent production data. 2024 pork was down on the month due to lighter dressed weights, and egg production was reduced due to a smaller laying flock because of highly pathogenic avian influenza. For next year, beef production was lowered because of restrictions on cattle imports from Mexico due to the discovery of New World screwworm. 2025 pork production was cut on expectations for lighter dressed weights. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trades underway and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade got an early start this week with a light round of business in Kansas. Deals were marked at $191 live. That's fully steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices were firm at $192 plus live in the South, while the North remained quiet. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Market in Missouri, steer calves under 450 pounds sold with a sharply higher undertone. Steers 450 to 650 pounds were steady to firm with instances of $3 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers 400 to 500 pounds were firm to $5 higher. Heifers 500 500 to 600 pounds were steady to $3 higher. Heifers 600 to 650 pounds were steady to firm. The USDA says demand was good to very good on a heavy supply. There was a very attractive offering of steer and heifer calves, and quality ran deep on an active market. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 688 pounds, brought $275.50 to $299. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $269 to $280. Boxed beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 241 at $311.73. Select was 31 cents higher at $279.65. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. Processors got more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon, bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market strong. That's been a bright spot for the market, but there is still ongoing uncertainty about domestic demand strength. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.09 with a weighted average of 82.11. The Iowa Minnesota closed 206 higher with a weighted average of 82.56, and the Western Corn Belt was up 81 cents with a weighted average of 82.21. Pork values closed lower, down 49 cents at 93.14. Ribs were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 12,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were supported by cash business, and lean hog futures were pressured by cash and wholesale business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner, and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon, Charbroil, Blackstone, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct Cattle Business Tuesday was at 191 Live. Midwest Butcher Hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up after the USDA's supply and demand report. January beans were 4¾ higher at $9.94¾. March is up 4¾ at $10.25. March corn was 7¼ higher at $4.49, and May was up 7½ at $4.55¼. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching that direct trade develop. February live was up 2 at $189.02, and April was $1.70 higher at $190.65. January feeders were up $1.52 at $257.32. And hogs were pressured by the cash and wholesale business during the session. February was down $1.92 at $84.57. April was $2.30 lower at $88.90. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Genetic advancements help lead to beefier dairy calves. Up next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Traditional dairy breed steers have had limited slaughter value, but there's a trend now toward using beef breed genetics to boost that value. Olivia Genther-Schroeder of Purina.
Holsteins don't fit as well into the beef production system as our typical beef animals would. So when we mix the genetics, we maintain really good things that come from the Holstein breed, like marbling, but we bring in reduced days on feed and increased carcass yields that allow for an animal that is produced as a part of the dairy industry, but actually fits much better into the beef industry at the end of the day.
Genther Schroeder says dairy steers brought about half the value of beef steers in the past. She says that can change by bringing in beef genetics.
Producing a calf that is part beef and part dairy and really improving the value of what that calf is because it is going to specifically go into beef production as opposed to dairy production. So we're really putting this calf into our beef raising system. So depending on how we feed them and how we manage them, we can certainly get them to harvest by 13 to 14 months of age.
A story from Penn State Extension notes the growing numbers of dairy steers going into the beef markets as native beef cattle numbers reached an all-time low. The article suggests this as a good way for dairy producers to boost profits. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Minnesota dairy farmer hopes improvements to the dairy safety net become part of the next farm bill. Fran Miron of Hugo says dairy margin coverage calculations need to be updated to reflect current costs of production.
And, you know, and what farmers need in the way of a return to continue to survive out there.
He tells Brownfield the lack of an adequate safety net has resulted in many small and medium-sized dairies going out of business. And Farm Bureau officials set their policy objectives earlier this week, and that included a change in a dairy provision. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Board member Dan Meyer says Farm Bureau delegates changed direction and removed policy supporting raw milk sales.
Other parts of the country have had reported cases of avian influenza. There have not been any reported cases in Wisconsin. With that in the background, I believe the delegates, in my personal opinion, decided perhaps it would be better to remove the policy on supporting raw milk sales.
Delegate Kelly Wilford successfully pushed for policy that would expand tractor safety training beyond ag teachers.
If we really need more educators, could we look to that private sector to seeing if there are some qualified safety professionals that might be able to fill that gap?
From the Wisconsin Farm Bureau annual meeting in Wisconsin Dells, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Checking markets, January Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange closed 8 cents lower at 1937 Tuesday. February down 10 at 1933. March down 9 at 1936. For cash dairy, dry whey up 1.5 cents to 73 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at $1.73. Cheese barrels were down a quarter penny at 168¾. Butter unchanged at 253. And non-fat dry milk was down 0.5 cent at 138¼ Tuesday. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
5:45 the time. We're at 21 degrees at WRCO. Today's high temperature, 24. We could be in for a dusting to a half inch of snow possible, turning blustery by this afternoon. And winds could increase 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 2 degrees below zero. Maybe some flurries early in the evening, then partly cloudy. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy in the morning and very cold. A high of 11. Friday, 25, and a 50% chance of a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain developing late Friday night. We'll have more about that with meteorologist Tony Schumacher. He's the expert. I'm only the messenger. So more from him coming up in a bit. Right now it is 21 degrees. That is the overnight low.
Holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Waylon Jennings with a cameo from Willie in there as well, and Lukenbach, Texas. 7 minutes before 6 o'clock, regular features along the way today, and your chance to win tickets to see Maggie May will be in Richland Center on Sunday. That's coming up later this morning.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 25% off all Wisconsin gifts, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Dreaming of owning a home in a rural or suburban area? A USDA loan could make it happen with no down payment required. Backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA loans offer affordable financing with low interest rates to help families buy homes in eligible areas. You don't need perfect credit or a big savings account, just the desire to make your dream home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. Let's turn your dream into an address. The Schultz Mortgage Team.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop such a success. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street. Your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Do you have a Walk with Grace-related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook, calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, an Arctic cold front will plow through the area today, causing some scattered snow showers, especially in the late morning to afternoon. Could be enough to coat the roads a little bit, make them slippery, so keep that in mind for traveling. We'll also see some gusty winds develop and falling temperatures as the day goes on. In fact, tonight, downright bitter cold. Readings could dip slightly below zero. A cold advisory has been issued for northwest through north-central Wisconsin tonight, where their wind chills could reach 25 below zero. Just a little bit warmer here, but still around 15 to 20 below, so be sure to bundle up. Tomorrow, back to partly sunny skies, still very chilly in the morning especially, then the wind should taper off. Friday will be a transition day. We're going to watch a weather system approach from the southern plains. That will likely bring us some messy precipitation late Friday night and Saturday. It's trending a little bit stronger than what we were thinking yesterday, so watch out for some heavier amounts of snow, rain, and ice across the region. Looks like the greatest snow accumulations may go north of our area now, but still pretty sloppy out there traveling Saturday morning in particular. Otherwise, that forecast today, mostly cloudy and cool, scattered snow showers, dusting to a half inch possible, turning blustery this afternoon, high of 24, west to northwest wind increasing to 12 to 25 by afternoon. Breezy and bitter cold tonight, some flurries possible early, then partly cloudy, low near 2 below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, high near 11, still breezy in the morning. Friday, sunshine, then clouding up in the afternoon, low 2 below zero, high of 25. There's a 50% chance of a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain late Friday night. Saturday, 90% chance of that wintry mix of freezing rain, sleet, snow, and rain tapering off toward evening. An inch or two of slushy accumulation possible, especially northern sections, high 37. Sunday, peaks of sun, high 42. Could see a few light rain showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently, it is 21 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 28. We picked up a trace of precipitation, a few flurries last night. The record high for December 11th goes back to 1991, when it was 55 degrees. Record low, 18 degrees below zero in 1958. Last year's high was 33, while the low was 24. Sunset will occur this afternoon at 4:26. Sunrise time this morning around 7:23. Right now, east to northeast winds are at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.92, which is up slightly. No precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 23, we're at 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, and by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. It's 21 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No bail for the suspect accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week. Luigi Mangione's defense attorney in Pennsylvania says his client will fight extradition to New York. Police speculating Mangione had a grudge against the healthcare industry, but he's being seen by some as a hero, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Mangione's case has become a cause, with admirers posting videos.